You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Reserve Bank of India on Thursday left its key interest rate unchanged for a second straight policy meeting, but signaled that it wants to see inflation moderate more while preserving the growth momentum. The Monetary Policy Committee, which has three members from RBI and an equal number of external experts, voted unanimously to keep the benchmark repurchase or repo rate unchanged at 6.50%. It decided 5:1 to retain the policy stance focused on withdrawal of accommodation, which was introduced in April last year. While consumer price inflation eased during March-April 2023 and moved into the tolerance band, headline inflation is still above the target of 4% and is expected to remain so during the rest of the current fiscal, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said, announcing the monetary policy decision. Therefore, close and continued vigil on the evolving inflation outlook is absolutely necessary, especially as the monsoon outlook and the impact of El Niño remain uncertain, he said. Moving on, monsoons reached Kerala coast on Thursday, offering relief to farmers after a delay of more than a week, marking their latest arrival in 7 years. The monsoon, the lifeblood of the country's $3 trillion economy, delivers nearly 70% of the rain India needs to water farms and recharge reservoirs and aquifers. In the absence of irrigation systems, nearly half of India's farmland depends on the June to September rains, and their late arrival could delay the planting of rice, cotton, corn, soybean and sugarcane, traders said. Southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala today, the 8th of June 2023, against the normal date of 1st June, the India Meteorological Department said in a statement. This year, the IMD had expected the arrival of monsoon rains over the state's coast on June 4th, but the formation of a severe cyclonic storm, Biparjoy, in the Arabian Sea, delayed their onset. The IMD confirms the monsoon has begun after taking into account rainfall measured at weather stations in Kerala and westerly wind speeds. Over to some corporate news. Toshiba Corp said on Thursday its board has decided to recommend shareholders take up a tender offer from a group led by Japan Industrial Partners, helping pave the way for a $14 billion buyout to take the Japanese conglomerate private. The tender offer, to be launched in late July, would put the electronics to power stations maker in domestic hands after years of battles with overseas activist shareholders that sparked management reshuffles and strategy reversals. The board in late March accepted the buyout offer valuing the industrial conglomerate at $14.31 billion, but said the 4,620 yen per share offer price was too low to recommend shareholders tender their shares. The board on Thursday concluded the price was fair and reasonable, with no prospects of a higher offer competing bid, especially amid unfavorable conditions such as the weak leveraged loan market and higher interest rates. In other news, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who is on a visit to the US, on Thursday announced plans for a first-ever global summit on artificial intelligence later this year, bringing together key countries, leading tech companies and researchers to agree on safety measures to evaluate and monitor AI's most significant risks. While participating countries have not been confirmed by Downing Street at this stage, India is likely to be among the countries, as Sunak stressed the importance of like-minded allies and companies working together to develop an international framework to ensure the safe and reliable development and use of AI. The summit, which will be hosted in the UK this autumn, will consider the risks of AI, including frontier systems, and discuss how they can be mitigated through internationally coordinated action. It will also provide a platform for countries to work together on further developing a shared approach to mitigate these risks. And finally, news from share market. Indian shares snapped a four-day winning streak on Thursday, weighed by auto and consumer stocks after the Reserve Bank of India pushed bets of a rate cut further ahead, with inflation seen to be staying above its target. The blue-chip Nifty 50 index closed 0.49% lower at 18,634.55, while the benchmark S&P BSE Sensex fell 0.47% to 62,848.64. The RBI's MPC kept the repo rate at 6.50% for a second straight meeting, but signaled that monetary conditions would remain tight for some time on fears of inflation staying above the central bank's 4% target this year. Overnight index swaps jumped after the policy statement, signaling markets were now pricing in a further delay in rate cuts. The stock indexes reversed course following a 0.30% spurt after the decision. 12 of the 13 major sectoral indexes declined, with the FMCG, auto, pharma sectors losing between 0.8% and 1.1%. Meanwhile, rupee fell 5 paise to close at 82.57 provisional against US dollar. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.